was a violent one, because the end was that when the person was caught, so in after he was tortured, then he was burned to death under the good medieval Christian theory that that was good for him. It was beneficial for his soul. You were helping him reach paradise. Now, it's hard for us, I don't know, maybe it's not so hard for us, depends how we view the world, but the medieval set of mind in these matters is different than the way most of us are accustomed to think. For instance, no confessions in criminal cases in the Middle Ages were acceptable unless they were gotten under torture. If a man confessed without torture, so they said, he doesn't mean it. The only way a confession was therefore acceptable was that it was tortured out of the person. Now, there are people who under torture will say anything. Also a test that no one should know of. And there are people who under torture, under the worst types of torture, said nothing. The Middle Ages had an idea called trial by ordeal. Trial by ordeal was that if they couldn't figure out whether the person was guilty or innocent, so they had a simple solution. They tied a block of cement to his neck and threw him in the river. They said, if he's guilty, then he'll drown. If he's innocent, then he drowns, so then he's going straight to heaven. So whatever happens, it's good for him. And this type of convoluted logic was part of the church doctrine and part of the criminal doctrine of the law and so-called justice in the Middle Ages. So as a practical matter, if, God forbid, they got a hold of you, you didn't come back. And those that did come back came back insane, maimed. It was a horror. So the Inquisition came to Spain already in the middle of the 1200s. It would not reach its zenith till the 1300s and 1400s. But already the roots of it were planted. The Christian kings of Spain, Spain was divided. It was not a united country as it allegedly is today. It had many different states, Valencia and Catalonia, Aragon, Navarre, Castilla, Granada, Andalusia, all of whom had their own individual kings and nobles. And they spent a great deal of the time warring among themselves. The main Jewish community was in the city of Barcelona. Barcelona was in Catalonia. Next door to Catalonia is the famous Kingdom of Aragon. Because Aragon was more powerful than Catalonia, Aragon really controlled Barcelona. And you'll remember I told you that the Ramban made his famous speech in the Jewish community of Barcelona. When the Ramban left, he left his disciple as the rabbi of Barcelona. The name of the disciple was Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Aderet. And he's known to us by his acronym, the Rashba. The Rashba was one of the greatest of the scholars and commentators to the Talmud that the Jewish people had. But not only that, he was, for all practical purposes, the acknowledged